We bring on the head Red Wolf, Coach John Brady, joining us here. Coach, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Coach, talk about this big matchup tomorrow night, a Valentine's Day matchup. I guess anybody around the Jonesboro area, if you want to go see a good basketball game, it's the two top teams in the Sun Belt's Western Division squaring off.
Well, I hope it's a good game. And the only way it's a good game for me is if we win. So that's what I'm hoping happens. But, we're playing for something, special, significant, as is Little Rock and the best rivalry in the state of Arkansas in any sport, because maybe it's the only one. So, I'm sure we'll have a good crowd and that they're excited about the way they're playing. Our team's playing better. Steve Shields does a good job of coaching his team. They'll play tough. They'll play hard, and we'll try to do the same way. I think it's going to come down to the team with the better field goal stat. Looks like they may be able to win the game. So we'll see how it goes.
Coach, talk a little bit about how you prepare your team. I know this is a home game, but we've had this conversation a lot as far as the SEC teams, they cannot win on the road. What do you do with your team that helps y'all have success on the road? Do you do anything different?
Well, I think you just have to have a higher level of concentration. I think experience helps, and maturity with your team helps to be able to handle the situations on the road and the adversity that the road brings. And I think the home crowd plays a part in it too, because the game is so spontaneous that, a quick basket or a steal or dunk or some crazy three-pointer can change the momentum and the crowd can get behind that. Unless your team is mentally tough, and mature to handle those types of, adversarial situations that arise in the course of the game, hurt your chances to win on the road. So I think what you need to do is have a higher level of concentration. I think on the road you coach your team more positive way than maybe at home, and create a sense of urgency with them, knowing that adversity is going to come on the road, but you've got to be calm, you've got to handle, you've got to have a high level of concentration and confidence. And a lot of times teams that went on the road are the most experienced teams, and we have some experienced guards that carried us through. We've left a couple on the road that we should have gotten, in spite of the three that we have gotten. And I'm sure Steve will have his team prepared, but, the advantage should be to us because we're at home, and I'm sure they think they have the advantage on us 2 weeks from Saturday when we go up there to finish the season, when they have us at home. So it's a good rivalry, a good game, and hopefully we'll be at our best.
Coach John Brady joining us here on Overtime. Coach, I know you probably don't follow Kentucky basketball as closely as some others right now, but Nerlens Noel tore his ACL last night in the game against Florida, and you had a player, Trey Finn, go down right before the conference tournament 2 years ago. Talk about having a playmaker like that go down here wrapping up towards the end of the year, getting ready for postseason play, and how difficult of a switch is that for a coach to now go to your team and say, okay, guys, somebody else is going to have to step up?
Well, that's a stunner for us. We just won 7 out of 8 and won 6 in a row to go into the tournament. And Trey Finn's a big leader for us and an important part of that particular year, and as he is now. And a day before we leave, we're doing a layup drill, and he tears the patella tendon on a layup drill, and our team was just in shock. It takes you a while to get over that. And had we been able to play a couple of games, we could have maybe adjusted a little bit better. It was something unexpected for our team, and I think our team was in a little shock, and we weren't able to make up for his absence, and so we get upset in the conference tournament. But Kentucky will have some adjustment. At least they have some regular season games to adjust without him. At least they're not going into the SEC tournament that they've got to win or an NCAA tournament game that they win 2 days later. I think with 8 or so games to play in the SEC, they'll have time to adjust and maybe absorb it a little bit. They won't be able to replace him, obviously, but maybe they can make some adjustments with some other players, absorb the loss and get over it, and get some kind of stability in their team over the last couple of weeks.
Coach, talk about your leaders on your team. I see Townsell, Peterson, and Finn that they're all averaging over 30 minutes, all in double-digit scoring. Who are your leaders, and is it those three guys?
Well, I think two of those, you know, Brandon Peterson's a senior, been here 4 years. Trey Finn's a senior. He's in his fifth year because he broke his foot his freshman year and we redshirted him. You know, those two guys, along with Mark Athu, who's our other senior. And, you know, those three guys are the leaders of our team and have done a good job. You know, Trey Finn and Brandon Peterson in particular, you can't say many better things about them than what they've done. So those guys really lead our team. Trey and Brandon are really the front leaders of our team.
Coach, I'm still upset that Brandon Bass, Billy Ferris, did not block out Brandon Bass, and he caught a dunk, a tip dunk right over me. Brandon Bass, a great player. He's having success. What are some of the players you've coached in the NBA? And when you're recruiting guys that can play, when do you know, when they're under you that you think, hey, this guy can play at the next level?
Well, I'll run through a couple. We Stromile Swift was a Parade All-American. Yes. We knew he was going to be a pro. Glenn Davis was a Parade All-American, McDonald's All-American. We knew he'd probably be a pro. Brandon Bass was, you know, he visited Connecticut. He was a highly recruited player too. He turned after his freshman year. I knew he was going to get drafted because of his work ethic and his toughness. The biggest surprise that we've had at LSU was Tyra Thomas, who we signed out of Baton Rouge and redshirted in his first year. And in his second year as a redshirt freshman, he was on that team that went to the Final Four and got as the fourth player in the NBA draft. He had him just skyrocketed up. And he wasn't, but still in all, he took us to the Final Four, he and Glenn Davis. You know, I've had some guys, Tyrus Thomas developed into a pro. The other players that we signed along the way were already pretty destined to be pros, provided that they had the work and the competitiveness to do it. And, you know, those guys obviously did because they're still playing in the league. Where I am now, you know, we have to develop players. We're not going to get a Parade All-American or a McDonald's All-American, one of those guys that you know are going to be a pro. We have to dig a little bit deeper and see a bigger picture in a young man. And then once he gets here, hopefully he develops into an opportunity to have that chance. You know, I've got, like, Brandon Peterson can play overseas off of this team. You know, we'll have a couple of guys like that, but I haven't been fortunate enough yet to get that pro player on in this program. But hopefully we've got a couple of guys sitting out this year, and we signed a couple of young guys early that we think have a chance to be better than what we're losing. So we like the direction our recruiting's going and what the future may hold for us.
Coach, high school basketball in the state of Arkansas, is it getting better than where it was when you first took over the reins there in Jonesboro?
Well, I think the high school coaching in the state is quite good. You know, the games that I've seen and have seen and players that I've been around, I think the high school coach is really good in this state. There are a lot of guys that really spend a lot of time and care and concern and trying to be the best coaches they can be. Sometimes the state doesn't produce maybe the talent at the major level that some other states do. And, you know, population has something to do with that also. But the coaching is very good in this state, and I think the players are getting better. But I think there are more players in this state that can help Little Rock's team or our team more so than maybe Arkansas's team. And I think what Arkansas has been able to do outside of Goodwin, who, you know, went to Kentucky, you know, the Razorbacks have been able to get the best one. And then we need to find out who those next guys are and do our best to get those. But, you know, I've been impressed with the coaching in this state and how attentive some of the coaches are to their team and how well prepared they are.
Coach, today's Ash Wednesday, and I don't know if you give up anything for Lent, but if you do, maybe refraining from trying to get in the ears of the officials a little bit?
I can't do that. My wife and I talked about that at lunch, to be honest, and I think we're going to try to give up. At least she is, and I'm going to try to hang with her and give up sweets and chocolate for 40 days.
Sweets and chocolate.
Be tough, man. summer.
Yeah, with Valentine's Day, you're supposed to get your loved one chocolates on Valentine's Day, right?
Well, we're gonna try to not do that and cut back on that a little bit. So when the season's over, get back into eating healthier. And during the season, I don't eat very well, but maybe now I can start directing myself toward eating better and start getting back in the gym and working out a little bit, so I can maybe add some length to my life. But officials getting off officials? No, I can't do that. Well, that'd be a little bit too much.
Yeah, that would not be a John Brady coached basketball team with you not being on them.
Yeah. Well, I like to ask them where they're eating after the game and those kind of things.
Yeah, exactly.
Make a reservation for them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Coach, good luck tomorrow night. We hope it's a packed convocation center.
Well, nice. I appreciate it, guys.